Obviously, you end up hitting one of the bigger shots of the game. Just kind of, how do you see that play unfold for that corner three?
Pick and roll, pocket pass, and Jan, and he creates so much gravity on the court that my man wanted to help a little bit. Once I see him help a little bit, I start winning the corner. Something we work on all the time. Giannis trusted me with the pass. And when he closed out, just, you know, shot fake replace. Let it fly, hold your follow through. Good play. Like, we've been doing that for years, too. So I'm just in rhythm.
And then, you know, Freyasi had the steal, and you guys kind of go give and go to get that 4 points, which is also what you guys needed. Again, kind of, it's been, like you said, you guys have been doing it, and there's only a handful of you guys who have sort of been in those moments. I know it's a tough game, like the winning, for you two to kind of team up, if you will, in that stretch, just to get a win, they kind of needed
it. Yeah, it was fun. Obviously, over the last 3-4 games, we've kind of been struggling, getting wins. Obviously, last couple games, got whooped on for real, so it was big for us to come out and get a win. Obviously, the last couple of days been great in practice, moving the ball. Sometimes it's good to have those couple of days out just to get away from the game a little bit, just decompress a little bit and just breathe. And then come out here to hoop. I think guys came out with great energy, had legs, and then, ultimately got the win.
Just to see a guy like Pete, who's been a two-way for you guys all year, not get really any run and then get inserted into the rotation, I think, from my perspective, make a really positive impact on that. Just what do you see?
Absolutely. I'm a big Pete Nance fan. What's so crazy is fun story. Me and his brother Larry was working out for the NBA draft 2015, and we had the same agent, and Pete used to come to the gym and just chill. He was like a little kid, man. So I've been knowing Pete for 11 years now, so it's kind of cool just to see guys' trajectory from what they used to be to be an NBA player now to earn his way. It was big for him to get the minutes tonight, and I'm proud of him.
You mentioned you've been doing that with Giannis for years. I mean, I think he had two shots up until, like, at the very end there, that midi. But to just facilitate and still trust in you guys. And I'm sure there are moments, right, where the buckets aren't coming, that lead is going. You know, a player might think, all right, let me get this and get to the basket. But just his play down the stretch to kind of still spread the ball. And
I just think today was one of our better games with everybody having the ball hopping. You know, obviously Giannis is going to have the ball the most, but I think just as a collective team unit, we were good to great shots. Swing. Maybe I don't get the assist, but I get a hockey assist, right? So the ball was hopping, and it was finding who needs to shoot. And when you do that, basketball guys kind of reward you. So, credit practice. We were swinging in practice, and we actually implemented what we did in practice over to the game and ultimately got a win tonight.
And Bobby, the adversity you all felt tonight, up by 23, lose lead, making big shots in the 12th quarter. Would that help this team grow going down the road even further to win a game like this today?
Yeah, I feel like every time we come to Atlanta, we get up by like 15, 20 points, and then they storm back somehow. It's good for us, man. I'm happy that we got the win, but obviously we got to do a better job of holding the lead and, maybe resting in the fourth quarter, letting other guys get in and get opportunities and things like that. So maybe we could have did a little better, but I am happy that we got the win. It does feel good to get a win and go home finally and see my own bed and see my house and chill in the crib for tonight and just relax.
No doubt. I think Scoot had started like 21 games in a row since he came back from injury, and then he comes off the bench tonight. Just what did it maybe say about him that he was able to do that and find? Yeah. I mean, he closes the game, and also he was effective.
Yeah, just being a pro, it's part of it. Only two things you can control on a daily basis is your attitude towards everything going on, having a great pro mentality each and every day, and then your work ethic. Everything else is on the coaching staff or front office. So you can just control those two things and, never complain. And basketball guys always reward you. So you just got to stay ready for your moment. Starting or coming off the bench, to me, really doesn't matter. Just about how you impact the game when you play and play your minutes with force and then earn more minutes down the line.
Thank you.